Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So LSU fired Brian Kelly. Didn't take long after they lost to Texas A&M.
No.
It's like Sunday morning.
Isn't it crazy how quickly this stuff happens?
It is quicker than ever.
Yeah. And it's because we're all under the impression now with these massive buyouts. I mean, he's a $54 million buyout, and then you have to get his staff together. And these are basically $100 million swings. And so for these universities to cry poor and they can't afford this and that, just don't listen to them. Because there's just too many. There's no buyout anymore that's problematic for schools if they really are motivated. And boy, they've got a short trigger here. And some of this is they just don't like Brian Kelly, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just think what the era that we've entered into, I mean, LSU is a great example. I mean, that's a school that had been struggling a little bit, mm-hmm. or at least not living up to their own expectations. They pay $13 million to front-load a roster, yep. completely revamp it. You have the Heisman Trophy front-runner, mm-hmm. Quarterback coming back. And if you don't live up to that, yeah, I mean, that's what equals a lack of patience. I mean, that and I just feel like ADs and decision-makers, it's easier to chase lightning in a bottle than it is to have patience.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows that they're going to be fired if they don't get it right stat.
Yeah.
So there's really no, that money is not the issue.
No.
Clearly. It's more people trying to save their own ass and trying to, they have a little bit of Indiana and Vanderbilt derangement syndrome. Like college football powers that be look around and go, well, if they can do it, how is it that it's so hard for us to do it? So we'll just find the next. We're LSU. We can certainly find the next Kurt Cignetti. We have more to offer than Indiana. Yeah. So that's what they. And then they say, well, if we don't get this right, we're going to be fired in 2 years. So I'm not going to have the patience for it. So all of this combined makes for there's just no patience anymore. Like it's yet another way that college football is becoming like the NFL.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, because look, I don't like Brian Kelly, and I think this ultimately is the right move. It sounds like Brian Kelly was checked out. Sounds like Brian Kelly was doing really nothing to try to save his job. So I'm not being critical of LSU here. I'll be critical of Penn State. I think Penn State has their head up their ass. That's a ridiculous firing of James Franklin. Brian Kelly, that's different. But it is weird that 10-3, 10-3, 9-4, and a Heisman Trophy mixed in there, and now 5-3 probably ends up being another 9-3 season.
Well, I mean, look at Franklin's record.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are doing good jobs.
Yes.
They're not doing good enough based on the expectations.
Sure.
And it's tough. It's a tough world, man. Like that. So but as Lanning said, we've talked to Dan Lanning about this. Like, this is the world they sign up for. They know it.
Yeah.
It's, And
it's also, I wonder if as these jobs open up, like, I don't know if being in the SEC right now is where I want to live. Given my choice, like, the LSU job is infinitely better than the Penn State job. It just is. If I was, I don't know. Like I'm trying to think of someone outside of the SEC that's, the coach at Tulane.
Sumrall.
Sumrall. Who, if it's not Lane Kiffin, it sounds like that is the target for LSU if it's not Kelly.
I heard Dan Lanning.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's what I heard.
So if I'm Summerall, right, and I was given my choice, money's the same, both can pay, I would take the Penn State job. You may not have as many resources. You may not have the recruiting grounds that LSU does, but life is a hell of a lot easier in the Big Ten than it is in the SEC. Like, you can be a top, I think Auburn is a top 25 to 28 recruiter on any given year. Sometimes they're in the teens. Do you realize that from a talent perspective, that's 11th or 12th in the SEC? That's just the world that you live in. If you took Auburn's roster and you put it in the Big Ten, it's like the fourth best roster. In the SEC, it's the 12th best roster. And the expectations at LSU, 10 wins is not going to get it done. It's just not. And so I'd rather live in a world where I'm at Penn State and their unreasonable expectations, but at least it's more of an achievable world than being down on that, because now in the SEC, I can't hoard players like I used to. The talent's more spread out. The league is bigger and broader than it's ever been, and it's just a nasty schedule you have to go through.
Maybe this is why Kurt Cignetti's got it right.
Yes.
Because he knows that he's not under the gun like that.
No.
Dan Lanning knows he's not under the gun like that, even at Oregon.
Yes. Well, and let's take Oregon, for example. And I think Oregon is one of the better teams in the country. But if we took a look at Oregon's schedule and we looked at the SEC schedules, and we take what we know of Oregon, they've played two teams that, from a talent standpoint, are somewhat comparative to Oregon, right? They've played Indiana, they've played Penn State. Got handled by Indiana in a close game, but Indiana was just better, and you pulled one out, right? Last kind of second double overtime against Penn State. If we took Oregon's schedule and we had them go through LSU's schedule, do you think maybe that's a little bit of a tougher road when you look at what that has? And so, like, if I'm Dan Lanning and I'm sitting there, or any school like that, and I'm looking at my resources, and I said, my resources are just as good as LSU's. In fact, they might be better in this world of NIL. And my big gauntlet is Penn State and Indiana. And then at the end of the year, I got to go to like USC and Washington, as opposed to where I need to see Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia, maybe Vanderbilt on any given year that now they're good, or a Missouri team that's jumped up. That's where I got to go. Nah, man, I'm good. I'll stick in the Big Ten.
Well, yeah. And I think that's another part of the conversation that adds to the LSUs and Floridas and these teams. Why, like, you're not getting Lanning out of Oregon. You're not getting Freeman out of Notre Dame. And you're not getting Cignetti out of Indiana.
No.
So who are you going to go get? Like, the pool is thinning.
Yeah.
Because of what you just said. So it's not like it used to be. I think ADs are still in the mode of, oh, well, I'm at Florida, I'm at LSU, we can get whoever you want.
No.
Dude, you can't do that anymore. It used to be you probably could.
Yeah.
Like, you could go get the hottest coach out there and steal him, and it would suck for that old... The coaches were ladder climbers.
Yeah.
But now that more schools are competing and keeping up with the LSUs of the world, like Oregon and even freaking Indiana, for heaven's sake... They're just not like you have to either. You just have to go find the young guy.
Yeah.
And again, that's just chasing lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
It's a really weird time in college football for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I would. I don't know. Would I have stuck with Brian Kelly if I'm at LSU? I don't know that you can, because it sounds like did you read Ross Dellinger's article about LSU?
Yeah.
He said that political figures and executives were committing to buyout dollars in the suites during the game.
Yes,
they were losing to Texas A&M.
They had lost. There's no way that Brian Kelly could get brought back. So, you know, whether I would have committed to him or not, it's a moot point. He was a dead man walking. Regardless of what had happened, they were just waiting for an excuse to fire Brian Kelly. And it sounds like Brian Kelly knew that, and Brian Kelly was just kind of leaning into it and was like, well, no one likes it. It was a bad fit from the get-go, especially with the way he left Notre Dame, and he was all cocky about how he couldn't win a national title at Notre Dame and LSU. And he just rubs everyone the wrong way. And this is what I said. When you're going to be an old school horse's ass, you better win, and you better win immediately. Otherwise, people turn their back on
you. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know what LSU's going to do now, though. I mean,
well, it sounds like they're going to put their eggs in the Lane Kiffin basket. And if it's not Lane, then I think you go down. I think Summerall is the other guy at Tulane. Joe Brady is a name with LSU ties. He was the reason why they won that national title. From an offensive standpoint, he was the passing game coordinator. He's the Bills OC. That's a name. Drinkwitz at Missouri is someone. Brent Key at Georgia Tech, if you want to go with head coaching experience. Other than that, maybe it's a possibility that you just go down the coordinator road. Like, we're always looking for the name, right? We're looking for the next, like, kind of group of five coach, or we're looking for the head coach to get siphoned off of a lesser team. And I'm not saying he's the end all to be all, but is there something to the fact that Oregon took a look at that and was like, nah, we're going to go get Dan Lanning, young, energetic defensive coordinator that not a lot of people were talking about. And they said, I don't care. This is our guy. He's the modern day coach that we need to go get. And I think there's something to that.
Yeah, they certainly, again, Oregon got it right. And that's what you always go back to. It's like, and you can see why these ADs are keep chasing this, because if you do get, you just get it right one time.
Changes everything.
Changes everything. Look at Vanderbilt.
Yep.
They hired I don't know where Clark Lee came from, but what a great hire.
Yeah. Well, that and this, the school decided that in this world they can compete. And that's the main thing. If the school decides that they're going to dump resources into it, then you may convince someone to stick around.
Well, yeah, sticking around is different.
He was a Notre Dame assistant, by the way.
Right. So sticking around is different than getting them in the first place.
Sure.
Like, you can get John Summerall.
Yeah. Yes. He won't stay.
You can get him.
Yeah.
The question is if he kicks ass like Clark Lee's doing at Vancouver or Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. and Cignetti did at Indiana, can you keep him?
Yeah.
And that's a different conversation. I'm just saying, like, all those names that you mentioned for LSU sound great.
Yeah.
But how many times do we have to watch these great sounding names?
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Go to the next place, yeah, and it fizzles and it fails.
All the time.
Like, how many? It's just constantly not working out.
Nope.
So I don't know what you do if you're in. It's just really hard, man. I guess you go young. Mm-hmm. Like you say, a coordinator you believe in, and you just put them on a prove it deal. And if that's good enough or that works out, then you raise a bunch of money to be able to keep them there, like the Oregon has with Lanning. Other than that, you're not going to go and steal somebody else's proven winning coach. You're just not going to, it's not going to happen.
I think it's going to be tough.
So I don't know. So then that circles back to, did you just, and, no, you couldn't really stick with Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
But it circles back to, should Penn State have just stuck with James Franklin?
Yes.
I mean, yes. Kelly was a little bit different.
Kelly was different. Penn State had no, Penn State, that was a really, really dumb decision. And if I was Wisconsin, I would fire Luke Fickell tomorrow and I would go get James Franklin. James Franklin could be the sort of guy that I could be at Wisconsin for 20 years. And what James Franklin did at Penn State, he would be lauded at Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin is a sweet spot of a job. If you're looking for a place with good resources, realistic expectations, a place like Wisconsin, I think is someplace that he could flourish. I thought Penn State was that way, but ultimately they couldn't handle three losses from James Franklin in a lost season. I just think that schools need to reevaluate the way they run their programs, the way they run their coaching searches in this world. And I think fan bases and schools and rich boosters are having a hard time with that right now.
You can, yes.
But you're,
you
you're,
can tell.
But you're right, right? Jimbo Fisher signs an unprecedented contract at Texas A&M, flails. Brian Kelly comes down from Notre Dame, flails. Brian Kelly was a really good coach. Doorstep of a national title at Notre Dame. Lincoln Riley so far has flamed out at USC. We thought that was going to be a slam dunk. Billy Napier was the kind of the next thing at one of the small schools. Didn't work out. Dan Mullen came from Mississippi State to Florida. Didn't work out. Like, you're right. And that these schools now are littered with $50 million buyouts from these guys, whether you're going with the retread, you know, or you're going with the lower school, you know, jumping up and getting that guy, the Summerall one, he would be in that mold, like with Billy Napier.
There's too many institutionalized dudes.
Yes.
Scott Barnes at Oregon State is one of them. Scott Woodward is the guy at LSU, institutionalized. In other words, it's a whole new landscape of college football, and yet they're thinking of the old way.
Yeah.
Woodward, by the way, and he used to be at UW, mm-hmm. he's at LSU. His last two coaches that he hired made a combined $170 million. Neither of them made the college football playoff, and both were fired with total buyouts of $129 million.
God bless America, man.
And so that those both weren't at LSU.
Yeah.
That's Jimbo Fisher. And Brian Kelly at
because
he was at Texas A&M, and then Brian Kelly at LSU.
And those were both proven guys, one with a national title and one that was considered one of the better coaches that were no-brainer hires, and they both absolutely flamed out.
But this guy also hired a baseball coach that won a national championship.
Yeah.
He hired a women's basketball coach that has won him a national championship. So why wouldn't he think he could hire the football coach to win them a national championship? It's just it is such a weird time.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, if I'm a university president or board, I am thinking completely differently about my AD and who runs my, well, maybe not my AD, but who runs my entire
operation,
just football side. I don't know. Is that a separate? Should that be a separate position than the athletic director? The traditional athletic director maybe can still oversee all the other sports.
Yeah.
But football, this is a completely different animal.
Yeah.
I'm thinking younger. I'm thinking more businesslike. I just not academic. I don't know.
So it is a shifting landscape, and some places are struggling to adjust to it.
They also said that
LSU is one of those places.
That Dellinger article said that the Louisiana governor got involved.
Yeah.
And had all the, this is a very Louisiana thing, but apparently he had them all out to his governor mansion and said, all right, sit down, boys. And there's no president at LSU right now.
No. So it's a weird kind of rudderless ship right now.
Yeah. So Dellinger was insinuating that the governor sees that and is a big, he's one of the guys that put, I think there's four board members at LSU that he put there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's starting to kind of swing his you-know-what around and say, hey, there's no president. I'm jumping in here.
Yeah.
And apparently he had them all over Sunday to talk about firing Brian Kelly because he wanted it.
Yeah.
Well, he got what he wanted. Yeah.
Someone said Dan Mullen had three straight New Year's Six appearances along with an SEC East title. Florida should have never let him go. There's another one.
I think Mullen – well, you mentioned him, but I think Mullen – I think that's very similar to Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
In that I could easily see a scenario where Lincoln Riley gets let go at USC if he does not finish this off this year. They're pretty good right now.
Yeah.
They got a couple big games coming up. If they can keep moving forward, he's probably fine. But if he steps back in any way, they might fire him. I think that's very similar to Dan Mullen. In other words, I would stick with Lincoln Riley if I'm USC.
Yeah.
And Florida should have stuck with Dan Mullen.
He went 10-3, 11-2, 8-4, and then they fired him the next year.
8-4.
So it's like, it's funny that we're at these programs now, and one bad year, and it's like the next year you're coaching for your job. And this is why I go back to Penn State, where their head is so far up their ass. They went into that. They were a play away from playing for the national championship game. They were a play away from beating Oregon and everything being hunky-dory. And 2 weeks later, they fired their guy because it was you had a bad year.
Well, those two losses after Oregon were bad.
Yeah, I understand, but that's where
I'm not saying that's fireable.
It's amazing that this is where we're at, that like a bad stretch – that happens at every level. There's losing streaks in the NFL. There's losing streaks in every sport. And we're now at the point in college football where a losing streak is unaccepted.
Well, they all think alike. It's like they get SEC-itis where how many times have we seen the traditional Alabamas or Georgias get upset?
Yeah.
and then run the table.
Yeah.
Florida did it with Tebow, right?
Yes.
And so when Penn State, when the authorities that be at Penn State see them lose a really tough game, and they're just not getting over the hump, they expect Penn State to now pick up and win the rest of their games, or maybe lose to Ohio, but just get to the playoff and continue an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
Well, you got to admit, and I'm not saying it's a fireable offense, but you got to admit, what happened to Penn State after the Oregon game, nobody saw that coming. No. They lost to UCLA and Northwestern. Yes, you have to have the foresight to just calm down.
Yeah. It was a lost year. This sucks. Yeah. Let's circle the wagons.
What do we need to do to fix it? But you're right. The knee-jerk reaction is always, well, let's just get a new coach.
Yeah.
And you're spinning your wheels, man.
Yeah.
It's just... Yep. It is wild.
And now you're stabbing at air right now. You're probably the third best job out there, and you're hoping that the next guy can come in, and you're going to lose a bunch of recruits based on this, and you're kind of starting from the ground up, and there's just no guarantee that the grass is greener on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.